quick episode, and I'll ask you to excuse the sound of footsteps. This was recorded while walking through a national park, talking about respecting and understanding and ultimately being better, being a better coach, a better person, a better leader, a better teacher, whatever you are, ultimately being better with our Indigenous Aboriginal community and respecting and understanding, and then just suggesting learning more, listening more. This was recorded recently after some questions after the Dean Witters episode. So if you hadn't listened to the Dean Witters episode, please take a listen. It has been shared by many, many people, and I feel that that's a start. Dean talks about a ripple effect. I'm really happy that there may be a little ripple effect just from that one episode and also this recording. So this one is very short. You cannot go wrong if you just do this in your own way. I'm not saying copy word for word, or I'm not saying I'm changing the world or anything. I'm just speaking from the heart after recent experiences in the Indigenous All-Stars camp, where I actually think we can all get better. You probably think everything's okay, but I think we can all get better. So please just enjoy the lesson. It's only 10 minutes, and excuse the footsteps through the national park. Thanks for listening. Please share. Send this to anybody. Text it. Even texting seems to be more personal. If you could copy and send this to anybody, even one person, not only does it help the show grow, of course, but it helps make more of a difference. So thanks again in advance for sharing, and any feedback is welcome. You can reach me on Instagram personally at Hayden Knowles, or getthe_edge_with_HaydenKnowles. There's two sites there. Or message me, or however you want. Just reach out. I'm happy for any feedback. Thanks again. So I had a question come through after a recent episode I did with Dean Witters, and the question was, Hayden, now that you've shared that, what advice do you have moving forward if I have an Indigenous player come under my care or into my team moving forward right now? I would say, I understand that growing up, for you and your family, your parents and their parents and their parents, has been much harder growing up in this country than it has been for me and my family and my parents and my parents' parents and my parents' parents. Now, look, sure, everyone's had their own versions of growing up hard or tough things that have happened in their life, but I would just make it clear, I understand that growing up as an Indigenous person in this country has been harder than it has been growing up as a white non-Indigenous person. That is just fact. That is just fact. It would lead me to say, I respect you for being here right now and what it has taken for you to get here, and I respect that you are here right now on this staff, in this team, as a part of this team. I respect what it would have taken, and that you are here now aiming high. And I would follow it up with what I would tell any person that I am working with. This is non-Indigenous or Indigenous. This part of the message is, I will do anything I possibly can to help you achieve what you're setting out. Anything. I can only suggest just make that effort in the same way I had an amazing man make an effort to make me welcome into their culture. And if you hang with me, I just want to share this piece of day one in Indigenous camp when one of the first things I would witness was a circle, a bit of circle work of song, of language, of dance, of deeply cultural down on activity that meant a lot to this group. Now, respecting protocol at the time, or not knowing protocol, I
respectfully sat out of the circle and
was very quickly told to get in the circle and very quickly told, you're a part of our circle, you're a part of our family, you're a part of this team, and welcome. And this special man had possibly every right to not do that to me if you actually knew how his family had been treated in the past and what levels of distrust there could be towards white people in this country because of the treatment of his family. If you actually understood that, seeing how he welcomed me was probably more special than it actually sounds. So I then sit next to this same guy on the plane the next day, who's a cultural leader within the group, who goes on to explain to me that his parents, so get this, a living person next to me's parents, so not too long ago, his parents were mistreated, terribly mistreated in a town where they were, as an example, if they were out on the street after 1 p.m., they would be locked up. Think about that for a second. Their families would be locked up in their own town if they were on the streets after 1 p.m. because they were Aboriginal.
Come on.
Just think now if that was your parents. Just for a second, understand this man and what stories he's been told growing up, and then understand that he has a love in him to welcome me into their circle. So that whatever efforts he's gone to, I mean, he's a true leader. He's one who will unite people and unite a country. And look, everybody understands. We all know that the Aboriginal culture is such a important part of our country's history, and we all know the right thing to do, but you know, we all might throw out the odd box-ticking exercise or the odd day to celebrate or recognise or welcoming or whatever it may be, but acknowledgement, which is great, but all I can suggest is really, really listen and really understand the past experiences of the Aboriginal people, and then just in your own little way, be a part of your own little ripple effect that may help people unite moving forward. Now, look, I'm not changing the world. I'm not the most articulate speaker on this topic. I don't know the history well enough myself. I'm just sharing with you, in response to a podcast episode, some thoughts, and I'm just sharing with you some experiences. But the leaders out there listening, like, in your own way, just go and have a listen. Just go and learn. You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong by giving a little bit of evidence that you want to understand more. That's all. You know, I just feel that we all know for hundreds of years the mistreatment. We know it. And there's some people want to try to ignore it. There's some people want to say, play on, move on. That's in the past. Look, whether you like it or not, there's still mistreatment happening today. Today. So what part of the ripple effect of trying to make some sort of positive change can you be a part of? And I think, well, if you listen to the episode, maybe you are already a part of a ripple effect that Dean Withers spoke about, but just go and create your own one. And, you know, if you're the leader of your family, just what little thing can you do to maybe make a slight bit of change that's positive moving forward, and with the same type of love and respect that I was shown by this cultural leader of this team. Do it in your own way. So let's say you are a business leader now and you have an Indigenous person come on staff. Look, as the leader, if you've followed in your own way what I've just advised I will be doing, let's just say you understand that person who's now on staff. You understand, you've made an effort to understand their history,
what their people, their families have been through, you will naturally, very authentically respect that they are now there with you, that they have got themselves to be there, employed by you. So that will happen naturally. You will genuinely respect that. So if you could then move on in the conversation to explain, as a leader, everything you will do is to help them achieve their goals, which without a doubt is possibly to aim high and inspire their own people, their own families, and provide for their families. So if they understand you as a leader, everything you do is caring about helping them grow, then I guarantee you will grow. I guarantee that. But it's just the right thing to do. So let's say you are a business leader now and you have an Indigenous person come on staff. Look, as the leader, if you followed in your own way what I've just advised I will be doing, let's just say you understand that person who's now on staff. You understand, you've made an effort to understand their history, what their people, their families have been through. You will naturally, very authentically respect that they are now there with you, that they have got themselves to be there, employed by you. So that will happen naturally. You will genuinely respect that. So if you could then move on in the conversation to explain, as a leader, everything you will do is to help them achieve their goals, which without a doubt is possibly to aim high and inspire their own people, their own families, and provide for their families. So if they understand you as a leader, everything you do is caring about helping them grow, then I guarantee you will grow. I guarantee that. But it's just the right thing to do. They understand that everything you do, you and them are becoming a team, and you trying to help them achieve what they want to achieve. The sky's the limit for you, them, your business, their families. You'll have more of an impact as a leader than you'll ever know. So try it. Start by listening. You'll find that the respect will become very authentic. And then just let them know what you're doing as a leader is to help them grow. And enjoy the journey. Thanks for listening.